our reading from Romans today invites us to understand two dimensions of what the church calls ethics. Ethics are the way we want to form and live our lives in light of theology. And I just dropped a page of my homily, so I'm just going to go here for one second. I'll be right back. There we go. And so our ethics always grows out of our theology. And in today's reading from Romans, Paul brings these two together, and I just want to highlight this for you briefly. The first ethical statement that St. Paul makes today is the following, that we're not our own, that we live for the Lord, we die for the Lord. In other words, our lives are to be lived always in relation to Him. St. Paul understood this so clearly in his own life, and repeatedly he said that he was a slave for Jesus Christ. Jesus made all the difference in St. Paul's life, that in light of what he saw in Christ, everything was new. And indeed, he makes one of his most fundamental theological statements in this reading that we just had from Romans 14. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Because of his death, because of his resurrection, Jesus is the Lord of both the dead and the living. And so you see, St. Paul wants us to be the kind of ethical people that are living in the presence of Jesus now, even though we cannot see him. Because we understand that one day we will be living in the presence of the Jesus who we can see. And so, the first ethical point that Paul makes today is that our lives are not our own, but they belong to Christ. I don't know about you, but I find this very difficult to live out. It is so hard in this life to live in such a way that I can give everything to Jesus. There's so many things that are challenging, difficult in our lives that can lead to frustration, lead to irritation, lead to disappointment, confusion, and like I've done, pulled my hair out. But the point is that all along, the Lord is wanting to work in our lives. He's wanting to work in my soul and your soul and help us to understand more fully that our lives belong to him. And if that's difficult to do, the second ethical application is even harder. Not to judge people. How hard is that? I mean, it's so hard, isn't it? I find in my life, I'm always passing judgment on people. Of course, not you people, other people. But the point is that this mind, this brain, this heart just has a way of processing information. And so often, I can get it wrong. And so what Paul wants us to understand with this second ethical point is the following, that we are trying to live more and more in being less judgmental. Now, that doesn't mean we don't make judgments around moral issues, but we will never be judgmental in writing a person off or in looking at them in a critical way. Why? Because Paul says all of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You, me, all of us. And I don't know, but when I stand before Jesus, I'm sure hoping for a lot of mercy. I'm sure hoping for a lot of patience, for a lot of generosity, for his goodness, that goodness that's on display in today's gospel, where that woman and that shepherd are just delighting to find that coin, to find that sheep, to welcome them home. And so we are called to try to live day by day, with mercy in our hearts. And what is one of the attributes of learning to live this way? Well, it is the fruit of the Spirit that is known as joy. Joy that is the attribute of grace that allows us to discover more and more the kindness of Jesus at work in our lives so that we can express that same kindness to others. And so may we seek to live this day with these scriptures resonating in our own lives. And may we ask the following question. Do I live aware that the only judge is Jesus Christ? And because he is the judge, and I hope for his mercy to be exercised towards me, am I seeking to be merciful in how I relate to the others who are in my life? May we this day affirm the ethics of surrendering our lives to Jesus so as to live for him, both while we live and when we die. And so in turn, we will treat others with mercy.